Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
It's 7:10 and lots of rain in Galesburg. It's coming down. That concerns, I don't know if it concerns him, but he's interested in all things that happen outside. Al Hayden's with us here this morning. Al, how are you?
Good. Yeah, just doing fine this morning.
Coming down as you came in. Thanks for coming through the rain this morning.
Oh, no problem. I get wet every time I take a shower, so I'm not going to melt, I don't believe.
been in the involved locally in the outdoor world for so long. You're kind of an expert in that department. You used to have a store here in Galesburg on Monmouth Boulevard and Henderson Street. What was the name of that store?
No, that was Al Sporting Goods. Opened up in 1977 and was there till 2011, so 34 years.
Enjoy. Probably, if you gave the honest answer, you'd say, I enjoyed most of those 34 years or every second?
Well, I enjoyed most of it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure. Ups and downs when you own a business, right?
Well, lots of ups and downs when you own a business, but it's the people you meet and stuff like that. That's what's made all the difference, because I always did like working with outdoorsmen as a whole right there, whether they're fishermen or hunters or just folks that like to walk through the woods and, you know, maybe pick berries or something like that. You know, that's they're a great group of people.
Well, and I suppose it's kind of unique over maybe another retail establishment. People come in and they got their stories. You say, how was your time in the stand? And they may have a good story. And you sit there and listen, and those stories go on, I bet.
That's exactly right. Well, when people come in to a sporting goods store, they're normally thinking about having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, compared to a place where you're selling repair parts or something like that, where they've got a problem going and you're going to be there to try to help them. But, yeah, when they come in, they got a good piece, a good frame of mind going on right there. They're going to go catch a fish, or they're going to go camping with the kids, or they're going to, you know, go hunting.
Right. I'm surprised you even had time to take an hour out of your Saturday when tomorrow is a pretty big day for you. For the last 30 years, you've been in the same spot. Has the fishing derby always been at the Lincoln Park Lagoon?
Yes, it has. It's always been there. And with that, we've got, again, a great crew of volunteers. You know, it seems like sometimes the committee dwindles a little bit and gets down to just a few people. But like right now, the chairperson, Sue Dutel, she's got a good group of about a core group, let's put it that way, of about six people that help put the things together. And it's down to kind of a science. It's not as much work as what you might think.
The fishing derby happens tomorrow, and it gets underway at what is it, noon registration? Fish at 1?
Correct. Uh huh.
Yeah.
So and it sounds like the weatherman's going to cooperate with us for tomorrow.
I mean, yeah.
I know. Unfortunately, the folks that have the fish with the cops and bobbers going on over in Monmouth over there at Citizens Lake, they got some wet weather to contend with. But hey. Looks like a good day for us over there. So,
if they're putting on a fishing derby and they've been doing it, I think it's their 12th annual, they've seen what you've seen over the last 30 years, and you deal with the challenges, right?
Yeah, like, well, with us on there, we put on the derby rain or shine because, like the Parks Department stocked a whole lot of fish inside of the lagoons out there to make a real target-rich environment for the kids. So, you know, hopefully they shouldn't have to wait too long to catch a fish, right?
Yeah.
And then, but there's, I think there's only one year we didn't have the derby because we had so much rain that it, after they stocked the fish, it flooded through Lincoln Park.
And
it was one part of extension of Lake Story. It was just flooded all the way through, and you couldn't even get down to the ponds.
Sure. And over the years having that event, you've learned to adapt. What are the pluses of fishing in the rain?
Well, the plus of fishing in the rain is that you're fishing, okay? I mean, how's that saying to go? the best, you know, the worst day of fishing is better than the best day of work.
There you go. Al Hayden is here on the first hour of Galesburg Live today. A lot of outdoor things going on this weekend. We're going to talk about his friend Ken Russell and the dedication and all the things Ken Russell did and maybe your connection to him in a little bit, Al. But for 30 years... this event has went on. What did you? Who got you outdoors? What was it that sparked you as a kid to live your life in both your work and your personal life, just outside and loving every minute of it?
Yeah, I love that song there too.
Yeah.
You know, hunting, fishing, loving every day.
Luke Bryan,
I love it. But with that, I don't know. I was just as a kid. I always just enjoyed playing outside more than playing inside.
Did you grow up in the country?
Born here in Galesburg and was raised up till 7 years old over in Watauga, so a small town.
Sure.
And then I had grandparents that farmed and other grandparents that were railroaders.
Yeah.
But with that, I just always enjoyed the time outdoor. And then I think I was probably about four or five, first time mom and dad ever took me fishing.
Wow.
And that was Strip Mine Lake over by Victoria. Next door neighbors were members of that club. I believe it was probably Little John. But anyhow, they had a little dock right there, and Dad gave me a cane pole. But the thing about it was really neat. I remember the night before we were going to go fishing, he took me outside with a flashlight and showed me those night crawlers that were crawling on the ground. And
the pre-fishing ritual.
Yeah, right? And I was amazed, you know, that those critters were there, and you catch them, you know, and you put them in a can. And anyhow, then the next day, go out sitting off that dock with that cane pole. I know some kids get bored sitting there, but then I was lucky I caught a bullhead fairly quick. Well, after that bobber went down and I had that fish throbbing at the end of that cane pole that I swung back, I was hooked forever.
Yeah, yeah. You said it was your dad who took you out?
It was mom and... Well, Dad took me out to show me how to catch night crawlers, worms.
But that's all part of the experience, and that got you so excited for the next day.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. Al Hayden is here this morning, the 30th annual. I've been a part of a couple of them. FM 95 has been there for a long time.
They've been there forever with the PA systems and stuff like that. They've really been one of the pillars of having this fishing derby.
They on a nice day, if you drive by Lincoln Park, you can see it from the highway there, 150 Henderson Street. And people are just all around it, and they start traditions and with their grandsons and their kids, and they come out. And some of those kids, you've seen it for 30 years, are casting for the first time, Al.
Well, a lot of them have practiced ahead of time and stuff like that. And I know one of the things we get going with out there at 11 o'clock is up on the hill from the lagoons is a little casting event. It's not a contest, okay?
Yeah.
So you know, the kids don't have to be accurate with this. They just have to participate.
Yep.
And they get their name put into a can right there, and we have two bicycles that we give away. So just by participating, they don't have to be accurate. They may not, they might get all tangled up in the cast, but that's okay. By participating, they might win a bicycle.
There's something about a great cast, isn't there? And especially when you're a kid, your first one, you're like, I did it, I got it out
there. Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's a sense of pride right there in the kids, you know.
It feels pretty good to me too, and I don't fish that much. I go with buddies on occasion, but if I get one out there, I'm 46. I'm like, I did it. I got. That's all I needed to do. Al Hayden's here. We're talking the fishing derby. We're going to talk about before the fishing derby tomorrow. A dedication to Ken Russell happens tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, and we'll talk more about that. That takes place over there. That's at the Lake Story East Boat Ramp, which you can see from 150. Stop over just before 11 o'clock if you know Ken and be a part of that. We'll talk more of that next as Galesburg Live continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Rain and 51 in Galesburg.